Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Eli Burke joins the show for the first time today. Maybe you've heard him on Saturday mornings, but he's filling in at the sports desk. I'm guessing you're going to be working over the holidays too, right, Eli?
I'm not sure if I'll be at the sports desk over the holidays, but I'm always ready to get a call.
Good. And what's your background? Were you interning here? What's the scoop of on Eli Burke?
Yeah, I started as an intern in 2022 and mostly have been part of the Hampton OB team. And recently this year, I became the producer for Dean Richards on Sunday mornings and hang around with John Landecker as well.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate you. I'm sure someone like Andy Mazur has told you about story time and everybody shares a story, so we're going with you first today.
I'm ready. I wanted to combine two things I know pretty well about. That's football and being a klutz. I want to talk about Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs, who spent most of this season on injured reserve with a concussion. A lot of speculation was going out all season long about what the source of this concussion was, because he really wasn't making any progress of a return. He finally got activated just this past week, and he finally broke the silence on his concussion, saying he was trying to play handyman back in October, hanging a TV from his ceiling, and a pole mount fell on his head that knocked him out for about 7 games.
Oh my gosh.
And the Cowboys defense really took a hit from it. They needed a player like him. He's a ball hawk type player, an interception leader, and I'm sure Matt Eberflus would have loved to have him as part of his defense, but I guess that just means even if you're a multi-million dollar NFL player, it's always okay to just hire a handyman yourself.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in that. I really am.
So what fell on his head?
It was a pole mount. He was trying to hang a TV from the ceiling.
Oh.
And the pole, like, dropped. And I think the TV might have gotten him as well.
Oh.
I did that taking down a TV. I was trying to take the TV down from one of those mounts, and I thought I could do it on my own. And, you know, all of a sudden you're like, I can't carry this weight. And boom, the TV hits the ground. And I'm like, well, again, just like he learned, I'll find somebody better equipped to do it next time. All right, Mary, what's your story today?
Whose idea was it to ever hang TVs anyway?
I don't know.
When did that start?
I think with the flat screen revolution in the last 20 or so years.
I always look at them going, that thing's going to fall down. That thing's going to fall down, you know? I don't know. It's always another worry I always
have. It's not really. Once you get it up on the mount, it would, I don't know, it would take a lot to make it fall down. It's just putting that mount up or taking it down, and that's where the danger is.
All right. Well, don't have the dancing farmer doing that. We don't need any.
No, he needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap, for God's sakes.
Okay, so are you guys, if you know a big Barbie lover, you might want to buy them this book for Christmas if it's not too late, or you may want to totally stay away from it. It's a new book called Barbie Land. Have you heard about this?
No.
By Tarplay Hitt. And it looks at the life and the backstory of Barbie, and it's kind of shocking. It talks about, like, espionage and Barbie being reckless as far as how she was, you know, discovered by, what was that lady's name? Ruth Handler in 1959. Anyway, there was claims that she stole the Barbie idea from this person in Switzerland. There was, like, corporate espionage within the history of Barbie. So I don't know if you want to read it or not, if you really are in love with Barbie, but it looks like an interesting book.
It'll probably be turned into a movie, right?
Well, actually, parts of it are, you know, kind of incorporated into the Barbie movie, I guess.
Yeah, they hinted at it. Rhea Perlman played that character.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
They hinted at it
They hinted at it. But anyway, did you read that, Bob?
I didn't read that. No, I saw the Barbie movie.
Right.
And am anticipating the sequel.
You know, I love the crazy Barbie.
Oh.
Who was it?
Kate
the girl?
McKinnon.
Yes.
McKinnon.
Oh, my
Hilarious.
God. So funny. Absolutely funny. And was that this year? It seems like it was years ago.
It was 2023,
Barbie?
Yeah, 23.
Oh, okay.
Years
okay.
ago. But, you know, the first Barbies, if you ever saw the first original Barbie, she's kind of mean looking. You know, my sister had one, and it was, like, kind of creepy. You know, her body was just so perfect, and she had these, like, mean little eyes, and yeah, they became more a little softer as the years went on.
Yeah, my sister had one too, and I got stuck with Skipper.
Skipper and Francie. Yeah. Did you have Francie?
Yeah, they just give the little sisters. You never got the Barbie. You got whoever Barbie's little sister was in the line.
What about Midge? Somebody had a Midge.
You brought that up before. I have no recollection
of
that.
Yeah, somebody will text it. I want a cousin or something. But yeah, Skipper and I had all, and little Tootie.
Oh, yeah, Skipper. I had Skipper, too.
I had a lot of Skippers. I still have them, the little bangs, you know.
Yep. What's your story today, Bob Kessler?
So we're heading into the new year. People often make resolutions and commitments to become more healthy. You'll see the gyms packed, I think, in January.
Oh, yeah.
And then they drop off. But I ran across this column in the Washington Post by Dr. Tricia Perishka. These are some ways to build healthier habits that I think are a little less of an impact. They're easy to incorporate. So she had several, but to give you a few, one is to stop microwaving plastic. She said if you microwave food in plastic containers, the microplastics will leach into your food, and those could be potentially harmful. So she says just avoid that as much as possible. It's okay to carry your food around in plastic, but not to microwave it. So that's a habit I totally
You mean like Tupperware?
Tupperware, yeah, things like that. Anything plastic, if you microwave it, so you can take your food to work, for instance, in plastic, but then put it in something glass.
Right, all gonna die.
Microwave it.
We're filled with those microplastics already.
Exactly. Yeah, and that could be a major source. Resistance training. So that is any kind of exercise you do where you're working against an external force. So it could be doing squats, doing planks, push-ups. Do that every day. Do resistance training. She provided a link to a 7-minute workout.
Bands
as well. Bands are good. So that really helps as you age. You lose muscle mass, whether you want to or not. And so resistance training. The other one is to get light in the morning. So you sleep better if you make a point to walk outside in the morning light. You wake up better, and therefore that helps you throughout the day. So she says really important to get some light in the morning. I have one of those LED fake sunlight things, like even in the kitchen. So when I get up in the morning, if I can't get outside because it'll be too cold.
Or too dark.
Or too dark. So I have that on while I'm doing my morning breakfast and coffee. And it does actually really help this time of year.
Vitamin D, very important.
Yeah.
And I just had to replace some bulbs. You know, they said, oh, these bulbs will last 40 years. They lasted 3. But anyways, I replaced them. And whatever I put in, I think were identified as daylight bulbs. And it's just a small bathroom. But I got to tell you, the difference it makes is enormous. You walk in there and you're like, it's like a boost of energy. I can't describe
Maybe
it.
Maybe they're that kind of light bulb. Yeah, pretty nice.
Eli, you better turn your lights on in your studio. I see he just turned
his... He's working in the dark.
What the heck?
It's so dark in here. I'm figuring out right now.
Nobody told him how to turn the lights on in the studio.
Yeah, when you leave your door open for a while, the lights automatically go off.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
I noticed the studio was getting darker, too, and I thought, well, maybe that's just his thing. But this is a time of year, Bob, that you pointed out you do need sunlight, even though we did have a dose today and we do have more sun than we've traditionally had over the past couple days. But this is when the seasonal affective disorder really seems to...
Yeah, she mentions that, too. That's the reason I got that little lamp. I think it was $10.
Yeah, it really starts to hit people this time of year. You're getting walloped with the holidays and usually the gloomy weather, but I think the warmer weather gives us a little boost as well. We talked to Bill Snyder earlier. He said it's not going to be as warm as they originally thought on Christmas Day, but still warmer than normal. Now, he said the cutoff is Interstate 80, and south of Interstate 80, like if you go as far south as Carbondale, they're going to see a high of 67 today, Christmas Day, maybe up over 70 the days following Christmas. The rest of us, we're not going to see temps quite that warm, but it really has been a boost the past couple days.